My house is not in order. You know how people say, get your house in order, like get your shit together. It's my literal house. It is my metaphorical house. My shit is not together. The only thing that is clean right now is my car.
Well, good for you. My car is not clean. We're turning in that lease, and I'm going to get every dime out of that extra
coverage. I know.
Coverage.
You got to go get all the skiz out because they're like, it's a scratch. And you're like, no, it's not. It's just a macaroni noodle stuck to the side. I'll get it off and get
there
that scratch
There is a
off.
Door ding. But I feel like that's just wear and tear. Somebody, like, opened their door into
Same.
It. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can watch the whole thing.
You're welcome.
That's right.
White Claw is not sponsoring this. I should be like this. Until they are.
Why don't you
I'm
going to
do this until
White
they
Claw?
Sponsor it. I'm going to call them Schmeichmall.
I guarantee you we can sell a couple of cans.
If you're listening to this, thank you. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
You know.
Teach them how to do a pod. How to listen to a podcast.
Yeah, and how to listen, not to do one. We don't need any more competition. That's, the podcast space is saturated. Okay.
Listen to us using the terminology too, by the
way. Man, we just had a meeting and half of the words they said, I was like, I got to look that up later.
Yeah. We're like, this is what Kristen and I are like on business meetings. We're like, just so you know, you don't need to use any fancy words. Like, pretend like we're dumb, beautiful, and skinny. Talk to us that way because all of this fancy stuff.
That's the face you're getting from us. We're both like this.
Yeah. Can you please angle your camera down a little bit? We're getting a lot of chins here, ladies. This is hard to look at this Zoom.
They were talking so fast and they were using fancy words. And I was like, hold on. Can we go back to the beginning? What's your name?
I always will ask a lot of questions. And I saw this meme that like really solidified what I do feel like in meetings, which is that like, the only person paying attention is the person asking questions.
Right.
Because I'm like, I fancy myself a reasonably intelligent person. And if I don't know, there's no way that some of these dumb fuckers know the answer to it, okay?
Well, there's a different way that I've heard it approached rather than using the term dumb fucker. Although
well,
I think that covers
it,
a lot
we?
Of bases. It covers a lot of bases. Is that the smartest person in the room is the one who dares to show that they don't understand what is being said. So they question they're like, you know what? Can you state that again in a different way?
More.
I'm not fully understanding it. Everyone behind you is like, thank God, Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't
so it is
that.
The smartest person in the room that dares to show they don't know exactly what's going on. And that means I'm very brave.
Everybody loves to talk with like acronyms. And I'll tell you right now,
acronyms and corporate speak, circling about, circling back.
Can I teach you the irony of the acronym TIL, because it means today I learned, and every time I see it, I have to look
it up
what it means because I forget.
If I don't look up the same, my brain has room for three things, and if there's anything more than that, I have to look it up, and there's no retention.
Sorry, acronyms aren't on my list today.
That's why if you tell me a secret, I am a vault because I won't remember what you said to me. And that just makes me look like a really good friend. But honestly, I don't got it to give. I don't got the bandwidth to care.
We were just having this conversation the other day. Like in my kitchen, we were both saying,
yeah.
She looked at me like, what are you talking about even?
No,
but I said like, don't ask me to keep your secrets, man. I got enough problems.
Yeah.
You know, I will, but it's probably because I'll forget it.
Or I and will because listening to somebody's secrets is way more fun than the shit I have in my head.
Oh, man. If I've had two or three drinks, I will love to listen to your secrets. If you even mentioned
if you have two or three drinks, night, Jen, you make everybody tell your secrets. What
I
are you
do.
Talking about?
I lean in real
Why
close and I'm like,
can you help me?
Well, what is it, an eyelash?
Yeah, because my eyelashes are grubby and gross, and I have not had them done in like 2 weeks because I thought they were too long and too expensive, so I've been cheap. And so now I look a little crusty.
It's like the end of the year. It's like the universe says, hey, moms, every 4 months, every 3 months, we're going to give you something that's going to knock you on your ass. So it's like Christmas.
Yep.
Then you've got the doldrums of motherhood where we all just life is
you're
boring
just
through the like
to
winter
get
months.
To spring break.
And
you're
then
like anything.
Sports starts and sports collides
with
directly
everything.
With the end of the year list of shit you have to do.
And let me give you something. This month has been so crazy. and stressful that it hijacked my body and started my perimenopausal body into another period.
Oh, yeah.
I have somehow accessed deep down inside eggs that I don't think ever thought were going to see the light of day. And my body was like, you're so stressed that we're going to give you your period. And on some level, I was like, I'm glad it's still cooking. I mean, I didn't want cramps for 10 days. I don't need them. I'm tired and I'm bitchy, but at least I got a reason.
Kristen's uterus is like, oh, well, we recognize this feeling of extreme stress. Let's do what we always do and just cause a period, a real heavy one that
Come on,
happens
guys,
out of
knock
nowhere.
Knock the dust off. Knock the cobwebs off. We're riding it dawn.
Thanks for that.
I still got it. I was shocked.
There's moms are doing dance recitals. They've got graduation parties. We've got fifth grade graduation, and who knew?
I don't know why they keep us so busy.
Elementary school, and everybody was like,
no one cared.
It was like somebody grabbed you by the shirt collar and said, don't smoke cigarettes or get pregnant.
We didn't even talk about it. Nobody said, hey, this is the end of fifth grade. You're going into sixth grade next year.
Nope. Nobody cared.
I had a panic attack the night before sixth grade because it hit me that I'm going to a different school.
I know.
I don't think anybody informed me that the end of fifth grade is like a big deal, but now they do. And I know what they're going to do. I can't even talk about it. It's Eleanor's last year at our elementary school. And you have Delilah, who has a couple years left at your beautiful elementary school. And I am not enjoying the lead up to this being our last. I mean, I know more Mr. Martinez. Do you know how much I love to see the women lose their minds over our hot principal? It's my favorite thing. He's like a beetle. And like my husband, who gets like glowy and weird.
Yeah.
We were at the gala and he came up to tell Colin how proud he was of him of doing grad school. And I watched my husband look at this man.
He got more
adoration than he looks at me. Like, I was like, are you guys going to kiss? And I get it. He's a dazzling man. Jen.
Kristen.
You know that I like to talk about AG1 because when I gave AG1 a try, it was because I felt like my digestion didn't feel its best and I was always really sluggish. And I just thought, you know what? I feel like maybe my immune system isn't being supported. So I'm going to try me some AG1.
What have you felt? Because you've mentioned this to me before after taking AG1.
I could feel a real difference in my health. I also had energy. And I think it just does a good thing for you mentally, knowing you're starting your day with all of these like probiotics and these vitamins. And it's just so easy. So it was a really good step in the right direction for
me. I'm going to tell you why, Kristen. It's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to evaluate your baseline health. Like, it's so easy. It's like a scoop every morning.
It's a scoop every morning, and that's what it is. And it's so much easier than taking all of those pills, which I find supplements generally are very big and chalky and hard to swallow. And this is just like, put it in the water, shake it up, you're good to go, start your day. Great.
We recommend AG1 to all of our mom friends because AG1 has a team of doctors and scientists. It's tested for 950 contaminants and NSF certified for sport.
Here's the thing that I'll tell you. The benefits for me, I feel more energy. It helps with my gut health. I feel my stress levels are a little bit more manageable. And it feels like I'm getting the right nutrients for my body, which I don't know about you, but I'm not getting that from chicken nuggets.
Nope. Just take it every morning, you guys. Let it be just a part of your morning routine. It couldn't be easier. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which we love, with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/mom. That's drinkag1.com/mom. Check it out.
Peach is a hard sell. Peach is kind of a hard flavor.
Yeah. You know who does it right? Jolly Ranchers. That's the only company that can
agreed.
Right?
Ugh. back in the day, a Zima with a Jolly Rancher in it.
That, you know what?
That's some real white trash
shit. We need to do a flashback podcast, and we'll have like all our old booze from back in the day.
Oh, what a great idea. I want to think about that.
Like Purple Passion. Remember that one?
I'm sorry. I didn't get invited to parties. I knew you were going to say Purple Passion.
You did? But you knew what it was. So
what it was. But nobody ever gave me any or asked me if I wanted some.
Nobody asked you to go in on a 2-liter with
them? No, I drank a little bit of Boone's Farm one time. That didn't go well. Ran into a tree, running, not driving, ran into a tree. That didn't go well.
You want to know how Nebraska I am? My favorite drink was Mad Dog 2020 Blue Hawaiian.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting.
It was like $3 for a big ass.
Oh, my God. You might as well just enjoy drinking syrup. I think if you're going to talk about Boone's Farm or Mad Dog 2020, you homeless should say homeless because it's in the right lane. All right. You're not doing any better than that homeless guy. All right. Like we're all at the same place.
If anything, I was giving that guy $5 to buy it for me.
Yeah. He made a profit. So you're the asshole. You know what I mean?
Meet me around the corner with that carton of smokes and oh God, I hate myself.
Oh my God. I can't wait to talk about that. That's going to be the fun thing to talk about. But I have to say this real quick. Speaking of being from Nebraska.
Do you want some?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I don't even drink white wine and
it's better than this. Well, I will tell you that the lemon flavor,
like body odor.
If anybody who works for White Claw is listening, I think let's not use the same exact flavor as Pledge because that's what it tastes like a lighter version. It's like Pledge Light.
You're not
drinking
wrong.
It.
The lemon is accurate. That's what it is.
If this is your first time listening to the
there's
Sorry
nothing
podcast,
about this that's going to get better.
Besides,
just
rate, review, and subscribe. I'll say that again. I might say it a third time while we're doing this podcast. But I will say that we're not PC and it's not because we don't care. It's because we don't know.
We're not...
We don't know any better. We are literally doing the best that we can.
Okay, for on this train, we're going to go full PC and let's talk a little bit about this bro doing that speech, commencement speech.
Can you look up his real name? Harrison Buckner or Butker. It is.
We want to talk less about, everybody got their underpants in a real knot over his dumbass speech at Benedictine College. And I get it. The thing that I thought was I did think it created a fun dust up, as it should. It should be a conversation. But the thing that I think bugged me about all of it is like he had me at this is how I feel and these are my values and this is what I believe. But he lost everybody when he said, I'm going to speak for all women now and tell you you've been lied to at your college graduation, you dumbass. Did anybody read your speech before you got out there? Who said that green light that? Because that's just bad PR.
Hey,
but I can't get mad at the guy for saying that him and his wife have decided this is the life they're going
to
live.
No, that's fine. But when somebody says, we'd love you to give an inspiring speech about these women going out and pursuing their dreams now that they have just...
And then you're like, we've been lied to. And they're like, tuition back, please. The parents are like...
Oh, have we? Then I would like my money back, Benedictine College.
I would like my money
College.
Back, Benedictine. It's a super Catholic school. I know because I have cousins that went there. And I do think like, I appreciate him in what he views. I think our boy Travis Kelce said it the best way, and he said that guy has been nothing but A+ for the 7 years he's known him. He's kind, he's polite, he's sweet, he likes everybody on the team. There's no more of a diverse place than a football team. You're talking every kind of person from every walk of life is on a football team.
Right.
And not just the players, but your
the whole crew,
the
whole team, everybody
that's
that
around
works
you.
For the...
But the thing that I thought Hoda and Jenna said the best was like, don't speak for women. And I think that's what bugged me. I was like, you dumbass. Like, don't say that my vocation is to just be a mom with my kids. Although I love it. And let's make no mistake. It is a gift. If you get to stay home and your husband goes to work, I'm not saying you're not a working mom. You're working your ass off. There's no mom I know that stays home that isn't working.
But by the way, if Harrison was really saying things that your husband agrees with, maybe quit your job and just let your husband do quit the job you do outside of the home and see how quickly he feels like.
And then go back to him and go, hey, man, remember when you said my wife had been lied to? She just quit her job and now we're broke.
Yeah.
It's a luxury to have
And it's one real easy to say when you're making millions in the NFL, you can say whatever you want to. But also, if I would have been in the audience, I would have been like, why is this our, supposed to be? Was this our keynote speaker in graduation?
We could only get a kicker.
Somebody get Kurt Vonnegut.
Can't get a freaking running back.
Taylor Swift.
I mean, we're in so deep. You guys, we've been hurt people hurt. Okay. And we've been getting our asses handed to us. So we are fired up on every level. But let me take it to another place. I'm gonna go to a better place, a happier place, because I keep wanting to tell you this and I keep getting derailed by our nature. Okay. Last week we did a podcast and I told a story about my principal/history teacher, Mr. Myers. I posted it on my personal Facebook just to say, like, hey, thought you guys would like this. And it was so fun to see everybody share memories about Mr. Myers. Aww. And it was really cool. I thought it kind of full circled what we were talking about before, when like somebody passes away and once the dust settles, that's when you feel really lonely, because nobody's sort of coming back when it is Memorial Day or it is the 4th of July, or maybe your shared thing was, I don't give a shit, Arbor Day. You're like, well, that's where my dad and I hung out. And, I thought that was a fun moment because I could really tell it meant a lot to the family and they were all hearing really nice things about
him. Great.
It was really cool. I thought you would think that was neat. Yeah.
It was such a nice story about like his nature too. And I mean, it was,
if you didn't listen to that podcast, it's just one back. It's a lot of this, but different.
Yeah, it's about different topics. So I'm going to go back to back before that and talk, I'm not going to talk about Harrison, but I read this thing. My brother sent it to me because, I don't know, it was in the news around the same time.
Okay.
And so, we're moms of girls. We're moms of boys, too.
Oh, my gosh. I think I know what this story is. Okay. Go for it.
So, there's a very famous cutting edge, like, basically impossible telescope.
Oh, nope. Different one.
The James Webb Space Telescope. And their chief scientist, Jane Rigby, received the highest U.S. civilian award for working on it. So this is from space.com, the website. It is, quote, she says, I work on a telescope that does the impossible. Like, she is the scientist on it. And it made me so excited to remind myself and women that, like, go do what you want to do because it is important work. And if you would like to raise children, that is also very important work. But go out and be a fucking chief scientist.
Yeah, not a chief kicker, a chief scientist. But if you want to be a kicker, I feel you should be very motivated at this point.
It goes into a description of what this
we're not going to be able to understand it.
It's all pops and hisses. It's like talks about wavelengths and shit.
Let me do my face.
They can tell you where a planet was, even though it hasn't been there in years, and what was it made of, and all this, like, through
so shooting, focusing right
like,
now, I can't
color
even.
Through it and all that kind of shit. So, look, you listen, girls, you can do something one day that is so smart, I don't even know how to describe it.
We won't even be able to describe it.
So we're so behind in everything. So Chris and I were discussing how our houses are such a mess that, like, I'm scared CPS is going to come. Because I tucked my daughter in and I was like, what's that smell? It's your bed.
Yeah.
Like,
here's the truth about my house. You walk in and I present like I'm okay. Like, the kitchen is pretty clean. The living room could be better, but it isn't like overwhelmed, right?
Right.
But it's like you go upstairs and that's my soul. It is the biggest mess. My room, it's so embarrassing that my room is an example of what my headspace is, because my kids' rooms, Eleanor's kind of messy. Finn is tidy. My room is a hole. It is where I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I'm even going to say this. I have the world's smallest closet. We have like a two-story Dutch colonial house that basically you go upstairs and the walk, the landing is like the size of a Roomba, right? Like you have to get and just twist and you're in a
door. You're just going to go into wall and into wall into wall.
And you twist in your door. And so it's so small. My closet is barely a walk-in closet. It is very, very small. You would die. So I'm trying to get organized. So I was like, I'm going to get a hanging rack and put it at the end of my bed so that I can organize my clothes. The first I intended to try to sell on Poshmark, and then I gave up on that in 5 seconds and donated everything because Poshmark,
oh my God, I know.
We're holding that for another podcast.
That's a whole episode,
I think. So I put all my clothes and I sorted it, and I was like, okay, this is great. Boy, this feels nice to have extra hanging space. I got that rack 2 months ago.
Still, and guess what? It
is at the end of my bed, a hanging rack of clothes. Like, I don't have any control over myself. It's not, and I'm making it sound, whatever image you have in your head, you should make it messier.
I get it. Because I, by nature, I am a messy person.
I don't think you are. You love to clean.
I do love to clean, but like my closet is a good example of like, well, also
I'm cluttery. It is, I hate it too.
It is the furthest point in our house. My closet is the last place that you can get to from the front door.
Yeah.
And because of that, it catches all of the shit.
That's my office.
And every single night I do stacks. I do a pile for Delilah. I do a pile for Dash. I do a pile for my husband.
Do you pile for me?
I do a pile for Kristen. Any water bottles or anything that got left.
Shirts.
Like, I mean,
computers.
I'm just constantly organizing at the end of the night. Mine, I just take and I like basically throw it up into my closet. And I hate it because I love my closet. I love to spend time in there when there's room and it's not like cluttered and upsetting because I find the clutter very disconcerting. But I watched this lovely video that we love the Homedic girls. We think we're their polar opposites in the universe. They would come and look at us and be like, we cannot help you.
Yeah.
We
100%. First of all, I think Clea would step 1 foot into my house and she's like, I'm not going upstairs. And I'd be like, that's safe. That's
I'd love
a
to have
smart choice.
Zoom drinks or have a meeting with them. And they would be like, girls, can you turn your cameras off?
Yeah.
We can't.
There's too much shit in the background.
We can't do this. But I was watching one of them talk about packing. And I was like,
I saw that too, where she's got her pack closet.
Her closet is so goddamn big. My whole, like, it's the size of my house. It is so big. Like, of course you're organized. You've got a hallway. I mean,
she's got a place where she can, and it's smart and good on her. She's got, you open the closet and she's got like 4 suitcases and then the accoutrement to, I also have the world's most awful bathroom with no drawers. The drawers are shaped like triangles. Think about a drawer.
She's got a drawer for everything, even like stuff you don't even think that you need. She has a travel.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. That's rich people shit.
It's so rich people shit.
If you've got like space to hold like extra dental floss in its own separate container, my Q-tips and my tampons and
they're just all
weird
mixed
guitar,
in a stew.
Guitar tuner are all in the same drawer.
Yeah.
There are random flossers right next to like a razor.
I will tell you right now, top left drawer, readers, some of them work, some of them don't work. Yeah. They're too strong or they're not strong enough.
Yeah.
My at-home IPL machine device and my teeth.
Is this in your bathroom?
Yeah, teeth whitening device, all in the same drawer.
That's actually organized.
No, it's not. Like, you're like, do you really want your hoo-ha IPL device that close to your tooth device? And the answer is no, but I can't organize.
Don't confuse the two things.
No, I know. Because
like, I'm going to whiten my teeth.
Kristen, I burnt my gums. But the good news is
my vagina's never been shinier.
It's very pink right now. It's wonderful.
When my vagina smiles, it's like ding.
I go, I'm doing my white strips on my
hoo-ha.
Yeah. It's such a hot mess, but I was like, of course, if you have that much room. Now, probably not me, because I'd be like, look at all this room. You know what I needed for this room? Shirts. Brightly colored shirts. Then it would just become shit all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But like, it was upsetting for me to look at it and be like, well, that's what I'm not doing
well
in life.
I also have zero motivation right now. I'm just like, I don't care. I mean, I do care. The thing is, I'm overwhelmed by the caring, but I'm like, you know what I like? TikTok. I just need to watch videos of people getting organized, and then it's like I'm doing it, and then it eats up my time. Then I go pick up my kid, and then I come home and I get mad at her for her room not being organized. Well, it just fell from the sky.
I don't know, but can I tell you, a friend of mine was saying that she kept seeing white bugs everywhere and was scared that she was losing her mind, but I keep seeing them now. They're like some tree bug. They're like an oak tree bug.
Okay.
Am I losing my mind?
No, but there's been a couple times this week that I'm like, am I having a stroke? It's just the thing. Also, I'm on my period.
Did we mention that?
That is against nature. What's happening right now downstairs? I'm like, I told my husband, I'm like, I'm still ovulating. He's like, he's frightened.
Do you forgot that we just talked about this?
Oh, sorry. Like young dude is listening to this. It's yeah. Like, God, I've never been more turned on.
If you're just if that's you, DM. In,
no, I'm just kidding.
We just talked about me trying to bleach my crotch and Kristen getting her period for the first time in 11 months.
It has not been 11 months, no. Bitch. It's been 6 months.
Somebody's awake now. Okay.
Somebody's awake.
Somebody's awake.
Both parts of Kristen are awake right now.
My doctor was like, you know, I was like, look, man, this just buys me more time before I have to make any declarations into where I'm at hormonally. And I got a testosterone tab in my butt. Who's winning?
Okay. Well, oh, I did. I was going to send you an article that I read, too, where the first long-term study has come out that they checked. It was like 100,000 women's. I think I sent you the TikTok, didn't I? Maybe I didn't, but it was this doctor said they just checked the study and women who undergo just estrogen replacement live 30% longer.
Ugh.
They have less, like it's good. Go see your doctor.
Go get your doctor to get your HIPAA checked and your hormones checked.
Okay, back to how my kids are driving me crazy. So fifth grade graduation's coming up. I thought it was 2 weeks from now. It's 3 weeks from now. Almost three weeks.
What are you talking about? It's in 2 weeks. I think what we were going to talk about that we've completely not talked about, but don't you want to talk about your fun run or field day?
I forgot about that.
Jen's like, I just want to keep being mad.
Well, part of what's the end of the year.
That's what the end of the year is, all these things. Like kickball, like we're going to play kickball against the parents. We're going to go on a fun run. We're going to go mountain climbing. We're going to go to a
So I'm all day chaperoning a beach trip or a camp trip on Tuesday. But so
that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. But do you guys do the fifth graders against the parents? Because we do fifth graders against the staff. And may I tell you, the staff, they don't fuck around, man. They're in it to win it.
No, they're
going to
take, they're going
to
use some elbows and get after some shithead that's been rough all year.
There is major, major shit talking that goes on.
We don't, you know what? I can't remember, but I feel like it was a blend of like parents and teachers against fifth graders. But I definitely know that our track and field day, they allowed the dads to run a race and then the moms to run a race.
Amazing.
And the dads, I was like, y'all are going to pull hammies. Nobody stretched and nobody, there was one guy that I was like, he's going to just smoke all of you. But the rest of them were like, you know, like tucking in their stomachs a little bit. And they were like getting ready. And I was like, Colin, you don't need to go.
My God, I
love
it.
And it was fantastic. These guys were...
I'm picturing all these dads in like tight white t-shirts doing that like spring chest thing and the little like hand crimper strengthener thing that our dads used to do in the 80s, you know? Thigh mastering it up, getting ready.
I don't know why you're stretching your deltoids. You're going to have to run, buddy. And let me tell you, they all cooked for like the first quarter of the race and the rest of the race. They were like, just make it standing up, man. Make it stand. They're all like in the beginning, they kind of look like they're running. And by the end, they're like, look like they're like, they've got like locked jaw.
Oh God.
And it's one like of my them was husband. So young and limber. It looked like he was just like a little gazelle running around them. He could have lapped them.
Well, my husband had to step over a baby gate and he's in traction right now. He goes, I heard it pop. I heard it pop. And I'm like, I think I heard it too. And he was on the ground.
He pulled, all jokes aside, he pulled his calf muscle, which
is
horrible.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah. And there's not much they can do for it.
Yeah. You just have to wait it out. That sucks. So, my husband pulled both hamstrings trying to be cool at a kid's birthday party doing a move.
I love
and it. It's over with.
I'm sorry that happened to him, but I don't think there's any other more glorious way to do that injury.
I don't know who you think you are. First of all, you're like, why would somebody who's 6'4", God bless you, a little bit poundy right now, hasn't been working out, not on a tread, think you can
do
that?
Has not been stretching either.
You can do that like pseudo splits and come back up?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that one.
In
yeah.
fucking jeans, man.
Oh, my God.
What planet? I don't know how you didn't break your leg.
Oh, may I
and
say.
And so he pulled both of the hamstrings.
I think that's best case scenario in that kind of move.
Yeah, I was like, you know what he got through on that is just pure adrenaline and the did not want to look like he got hurt. So he like walked that sucker back and then went behind a door and was like. Yeah, which I've been there. Hell,
sure, I would try something like that. But then what would happen is I would laugh at myself so hard for whatever injury I sustained that I would release my bladder and pee myself. And it 100%. Would be like the trifecta of embarrassment. And that's how I like to roll.
I will tell you, I have to find it. But as we talk about these end of the year events, did you do a field day at your school?
So we don't do a field day.
No, did you?
Oh, when you were little. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay, because
would sign up for your events.
And I don't know about you. This is like circa sixth grade. Wait, would it been? No, it would have been fifth grade. When did I have a mullet? Yeah, like sixth, seventh, eighth.
Yeah, would have been covers third, a lot through of eighth. According to the pictures I've seen. She went straight from a mullet to a clown outfit, you guys.
I don't know if I told you this. I was virgin until 20. Like, it's fine. For actually, 21, I think. It's fine. It's fine. I dabbled. So I remember field day and you would sign up and we did the 100 meter. Like you a 100 meter dash. And there is a photo. And there is no photo that's ever encompassed who I am as a human more than this. Totally.
Tongue out.
Chewing my tongue. Hands. Like the pure determination of this person in the photo is I cannot lose because this is going to be the race that determines who I am as a human. My success is determined by this race, and I have to win.
Kristen's own private chariots of fire.
It was everything in my head is winning. And then when I get done, I do that thing where I was like, oh God, I didn't know. Like it's so important.
Yeah.
I remember it being so important. It should have been the Olympics. That's what I thought it was. And I think my time was like 42 seconds. Like it's the slowest 100 meters you've ever seen run.
I don't think so. I remember from our track and field growing up that I would somehow like people would elbow each other to sign up for the events that they wanted. And
Jen's
I would
like, I'll make sandwiches.
I would literally get whatever was left, which was like beanbag toss. Yeah. Something not that great. But I do remember signing up for the 50 yard dash. And
50 yard dash is fun.
I know. And Britt remembers something similar in his past because, like, you know, when you get to the age of like 8 or 9 where you think about thinking, I remember this happening where I went, I think I'm just going to be fast for this race. Like, I remember telling my body, like, don't run like you used to, just like run like you want to win.
You and I have very different voices in our face or in our minds. I was like, you are a machine. You have to win this. You have to win this if you want to be a winner in life. I just worked myself into a tizzy.
I remember like getting first or second, something like that.
That's amazing.
I remember them going like, who's this blonde girl?
Jen's like, I don't like sweating.
I've never seen her before because I just decided to be fast.
Do you remember the shuttle run with their racers?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Bit my tongue off basically on one of them. I think it was the multitasking of like having to lunge and then run and then lunge.
Go back and then,
And then lunge and then lunge. So I had a mullet and a broken tongue.
I will tell you the biggest nightmare scenario was the end of the year kickball because I wanted to be good at kickball. I wanted to play soccer. I wasn't allowed to play sports growing up. And I wanted to just, when it was my turn, A, I wanted to not get picked last for the team. And B, I wanted to kick the ball. I wanted to be able to run to a base, you know?
I was actually pretty good at kickball. Honestly, that's why I think I kind of would have been good at soccer. I was very scrappy. Like my friend Danelle, she's like, you'd piss me off and then you were so fucking fast. I couldn't get, so I would always like, that's how I became fast is I was mouthy and I would have to save my own life. So there's nothing that makes you faster than when you drop some like bullshit mouthy heat and then you got to run for your life. And she would like, she's so athletic and like just runs like she's like, I used to make a joke that she would like run like she was on Baywatch and it would make her so mad. And so she would like run after me and I was like, I'm like fast. I'm like a leprechaun. I'm moving. I'm grabbing those erasers. Like nothing. Chewing my tongue as I do this. But I do remember the worst thing ever was that, do you remember the hang? You'd have to do the hang at the bar. Oh man, one of my favorite
stories of you.
Yeah, I've spread my legs and tooted.
I didn't know it was eighth grade. Oh shit, Kristen.
What did I say?
You said eighth grade.
It was a fifth grade? Maybe fifth grade.
I hope so.
I think it was fifth grade.
Farts will they'll grade. Stick with you after the fifth grade.
Oh man, there was so much they were like, what do we make fun of her about? No, I did. It was
there's so much low hanging fruit here. We don't know.
You know what?
I was the exact same way.
I know why, because we had to wear PE uniforms and it was in the middle school. And it was because Kevin was behind me and I was wearing purple Nikes and I was trying so hard because I'm determined. I was like, you've got this mentally. But what I don't have is any upper body strength. So when I tell you that I hung at the bar for all of 6 seconds, meanwhile, yes. Darlene Huber is fucking killing it for 3 minutes and she's not moving. Like this is so sweet.
And let me guess, she's doing the dude hang too.
Yeah, she's doing the dude hang. She's like this. Her chin's above the... This was me. I got my hand... and it was so ugly. And then I tried to climb up the bar with my legs and I like spread my legs and I went... Whoop. And then Kevin's like, Hensley farted. And I was like, no, it was my shoes.
That's when you're young. You just don't have the sphincter control from
Jesus,
keeping them in for so long.
I couldn't do that. What's it called? The arm hang?
Yeah.
I know what they used to call it.
Don't. What? Okay,
well, it used to be called the dead man's hang, right?
I don't think so.
This.
Where you don't, it just because you don't move. You do, because guys and have to do it like this.
No, then they did the other thing. They did pull-ups. Boys could do pull-ups and girls did the hang. And then it became girls could do pull-ups. Let me tell you something else I can't do. There was no chance.
I was always one string bean.
I laid on that bar and I just looked up and it was in my head.
What's supposed to be happening right now?
I don't know. In my head, I'm climbing up to the bar. All that's happening is,
okay, now you know how I felt in childbirth. I was like, I don't know how to tell my body what to do. I've never used these muscles before.
Jesus. In childbirth, they put me on Pitocin, so I just kept having contraction after contraction. And at one point, my husband, he looked like he'd have contractions because he is so stressed out because I'm in so much pain for 30 hours. And I was like, is this happening? When does the baby come out?
Like, feels what? Like it should shoot out.
And they're
at
like,
any moment.
You have not.
Oh, really?
You haven't opened up at all. I'm like, well, the bowling size butthole I feel like I have right now does not feel like you're right.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're a half a centimeter. And I'm like, and they were like, we got to do C-section.
I do feel like that's what happened in my childbirth, which was the doctor was like, because the story was that the doctor said to my husband, because I was seeing cross-eyed, I'd been awake for 48 hours and couldn't really make words come out of my mouth.
Wrist guards.
And he was like, so we've basically asked her to do her best 200 push-ups for the last 2 hours. And we're going to start labor. We're going to ask her to do 200 better. Do you think she can do that? And my husband was like, unequivocally, no. She cannot.
Absolutely.
She's alive right now. And it's honestly how I felt about doing a pull-up. The stationary hang was that it was like,
there's no chance.
There's no fucking chance. Look at my arms. I can't even lift them. There's no way.
That's why I'm
afraid
to be on like the Amazing Race or Survivor, especially Amazing Race, because I know that they would ask me to do something and our lives are like, state of the game would depend on it. And I would be something like, you have to do like 5 push-ups or pull-ups. And I'd be like,
well, forget it.
Sorry, Jen. I just cost all the money.
That's my Achilles heel. I can't do it. I
can't do a pull-up. I can't barely, I mean, I'm fit in some ways and not fit in so many others.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. I tried to, I took scuba class at a time in my life that I shouldn't have.
She had a 5 week
old. Jen loves to talk about it, but I would just like to say, at a very weak moment in my life with zero sense, I decided that my husband and I should get scuba certified. And I've never told Jen this because I knew she would make fun of me. So here we go. I had all the gear on and they were like, imagine, first of all, I'm packing on an extra 30 for
her
being
C-section's not even
my
healed.
My C-section's not healed.
She's getting out of that pool and hair drying that scar too. It's so just open. She had to squish out the water, pool water. I know, because they brought my kid to baby swim classes because I thought I had to at 6 weeks. And I was like, is anybody else bleeding in the pool right now? Because my uterus is falling out. Can you hand me that?
So I thought a good thing to do after 6 months of bed rest and 2 months of post-op would be to take a scuba class and get certified in scuba because I felt like I needed to connect with my husband. So I put on all the scuba gear. And I remember the guy going, "Are you okay?" And me being like, not even a little bit, like goggles, the mouth thing.
Her legs are just slowly bending under the weight of all the equipment.
It's like my legs are like balsa wood and they're like, bending
they're
out.
They're bowing out. And like, she does have these skinny ass legs, you guys.
I'm like shaking. And then he goes, "Okay, I just need you to put your leg out and jump into the water." I put my leg out, but there was no air. I got no air. So I just fell into the water. I didn't go off the edge. So the tank behind me, I slid down the side of the pool, hitting the tank. And the guy's like underwater, like, and I was like,
hand me my uterus.
I barely passed the swim part that I had to like do like 10 laps after just doing a C-section and being on bed rest. And I think I just scared everybody. They were like, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I don't think I should do this right now." And then I quit, even though I've been scuba diving before and I'll go back.
She called me. I don't know if it was that night. It might have been a little tender still. By that, I mean you're
put a weight vest.
But there's things they specifically say. Don't go swimming. Don't carry anything heavy. Make sure you're breathing really well. And Kristen's like, "I hear you. Scuba lessons. Gotcha." And she calls me and goes, "I'm really upset because Colin and I started taking these scuba lessons." I was like, Wait, what?
She goes, "No, you did not." You said, "Why the fuck would you do that?"
I was getting to that because I needed to clarify. I was like, "How long have you been taking scuba lessons?" She's like, "Like 5 weeks." And I'm like, "How old is your baby?" She's like 6 weeks. I know. I just wanted something that Colin and I could do together. And I go, "I have an idea. Why don't you fucking take care of your newborn together?" That's a thing that can bond you right up, Kristen.
I don't know if you guys have been welcome or privy to postpartum depression. But I had a steady case of it, and I was convinced that Colin and I were getting boring, and like life was going to be about a baby, which was great, and it's all I wanted to do was be with that baby. But I was like, I was on bed rest for 100 days. I was so wrecked in my head. I was like, I got to make up for lost time. How can I do that? Let's scuba dive. And there was a Groupon, and I bought it, and we went one day. It was supposed to be 2 weekends. And we made it one day. And I just, that was one of those rare moments where I go, I'm going to give myself a break.
I think that was a good decision.
Tell you what I look like in a
If you would have kept going, I would have had you committed. Yeah. I would have been like,
I actually made it really far. I made it to the end. It was the written test that I was like, I didn't study for this at all. I don't know what we're doing. Wow. Because you want to go to other countries and scuba dive, you got to be certified, which I will do.
How many times have you used the scuba since then?
I kept the equipment because in the Groupon, you got the fins. They're deep diving fins, so they're really long.
Yeah.
So that's why it was hard to step off the side while I just shrunk down because, like, I couldn't get any air, right? Like, my balsa wood was like,
yeah, because he'd been recently cut in half.
Yeah, cut in half, and I thought that was a good idea. By the way, they put a weight belt on you, too. I was like, what? Have another baby in the water.
I still, for like a year, felt like, I was like, are you sure it's not open down there? I can't see it.
And it's weird, it's dead forever, and you're like, it feels very,
God, so weird.
I look back and I want to punch myself, okay? Yeah. I'm fully aware. But I got that equipment. It part of the package. And I was like, we're not throwing it away. I'm not doing that. I'm going to keep it. So we kept this scuba gear for so freaking long that my kids are now at this point 6 and 8. And Sarah, my mother-in-law, wants to take us to Hawaii. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my freaking fins, man. And they're giant.
Here we go.
There's nothing about them that like a sexy girl would ever show up to the beach. They are so big. They look like a Navy SEAL carries them. I've got them in the airport, and I remember telling myself, "Hey, this is a 6-hour flight, and I'm gonna calm myself down by popping a little Xanax before I get on the flight." And I have the fins in my bag because I don't want to check them. And all of a sudden they're like, flight to Honolulu has been rescheduled for a different terminal. So I have to run my ass to a different gate.
Like with molasses. Those fins. Yeah.
And I like was very pissed, but no one could tell because I was so calm.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm kind of upset, but I should, you know.
I think I'm running right now, but my body's not moving.
God, have we covered everything that we wanted to talk about?
I was going
to
say that we track and field, we did not do, but our school does this fun run. And it was
Oh, yeah, talk about the fun run. I don't even know about it.
So we did this fun run, and it's a fundraiser. There was actually a great company that did it online, so we kept most of the money.
That's great.
And what we wanted was just this fun event that we could coordinate, and
all the money goes to the school or to the PTA or whatever.
All the money goes to the school. We're trying to buy like a sunshade, and like we had incentive prizes. The kids were really excited. My kids were like super motivated about it. And the way that we did it was instead of like counting the laps, because you have to have so many people to check off. Yeah, they go around the field. Yeah, it's a they have to run.
It's like jump rope for heart.
Like I told my daughter, I'm not going to even ask anybody to donate unless you do 15 laps. And she's like, oh, okay.
Is that like a mile at least?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she can do that. They had like a whole hour
to
do it.
Yeah, they drop a mile on fifth graders, no problem. I would crawl to the end. And they're like, fifth graders were like, okay.
She, long story short, with her though, she ended up doing 32. Yeah, she was very proud of herself.
How cool.
Yeah, and so... We're like two grades in. It's like each grade goes a different hour. And I hear Jen McAdams to the DJ booth, please. And I was
those are Jen's favorite words, but not when you're a parent. That's Jen's favorite thing
to
hear.
If I have a drink with an umbrella in it, I am sashaying up to that DJ. Here we go.
Who wants to hear
whoop, there it is 40 times?
Yep.
Okay. So McAdams is my mom name, too.
Yeah, you're like,
I was like, okay.
Buttoned up.
So I go up there, and the coordinator goes, the DJ has to leave. And I was like, okay. Because they play all this, like, music to keep the kids going, have it fun. And the DJ's also doing stuff like, he's on the microphone.
The DJ's like, my Uber shift starts in 20 minutes.
He was on the mic. He was like, all right, I see Kevin coming around. He's on lap 27. Like
that would motivate me. You call me out. I'm working. Well, I'm working so hard.
Thank God I paid a little bit of attention. And early on, I wore like a full ridiculous glittery outfit with like a mirror ball hat and stuff. And I stole the principal's megaphone and was like razzing the kids on the far side of the field.
Oh, my God.
So I got called up to bat, you guys.
I had to DJ
the entire rest of the day, you guys.
I bet you were great at it. You were great at it. You have such a good recall for music, too. I would have like three songs, and one of them would be like, I love Eddie Rabbit.
I will tell you, I totally redid one of his playlists. The DJ did leave his equipment.
You're like, I don't
there,
like that so, one. I don't nope, like that nope, one.
Nope. I did accidentally.
He left his equipment?
One song with several F bombs in it, and it took me a little bit to get back up to turn it off. But that could happen to any of us, right?
Yeah, it can, and it has.
And then I was like, how many laps you got? To the kids, like trying to pump them up. Who's got more than 20, you know, like as they're going, who's got more than this? All right. And I'd say their name and announce
it's
it.
It's Froggy 104.7 coming to you live. It's generally
we're playing all the hits. And I would just
if you're
like,
the 12th caller and the 12th runner, you'll win a t-shirt from today's Froggy 104.7.
Let me tell you what, third grade, my favorite, because there was this kid who came around and I go, hey, buddy, how many laps you got? You got more than 12? He's like, yeah, I got 15. He comes around again the next time, and I'm like asking everybody, how many laps you got? And I know he's got 16 because he just,
not
that many kids.
He's like 28.
He did. He's like 18. And I'm like, okay.
Trevor.
And then, so I'm just letting him go through. I see him come around again. I'm like, what kind of bullshit's he going to tell me this time? He's like, 24. And it's
hey, man, it brings money to the school. Keep up in those numbers.
It doesn't. It's just a flat rate that people are donating. Kristen, I swear to God. So as he's come, by the time we got done with third grade hour, I was like, all right, I don't want to know how many laps you did. I want to know that you're honest. Honesty matters out there, everybody. The fact that you're trying hard and telling the truth is all we care about.
Jacob, like, we know you didn't do 26 laps.
Guess how many he told me he did by the end of it?
40.
250. I swear, hand to God, he came up to me and he wanted a second medal because he said he did 250.
He's going to be great in finance.
You didn't do 250 laps, man.
You know what? Why? Let him live.
He didn't do 250.
My God, she's going to keep going up to him. I know you didn't 250.
I know what you did last fun run.
It was 18. It was barely 18,
I'm
Jacob.
Your nightmare, man.
Yeah, it was barely 18. She's wearing her disco ball hat. You liar.
It was my focus shifted. That's for sure. And it's like my daughter's grade. And I'm like, I know you get.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm this dumb. I love that you're in a DJ booth. Works.
There's nobody that should be in a DJ booth.
I literally was in like a blue tulle skirt, biker shorts, mismatched sneakers. I had a mirror ball hat on, and I'm talking about ethics to a third grader.
They always make me the ref or security.
Because you're a good yeller.
I got into it with dads. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Fifth grade dads are nuts.
Thank God.
Hey, should I do a mom box?
Yes.
Okay, let me do a mom box. Her name is Sarah. It doesn't have a last name, so that's fine. And this is probably something that she is fine with just saying that her name is Sarah. Ladies, I thought of y'all last night when my wife and I had the talk with our 11-year-old twin boys. I was sweating in places, but we powered through. It was incredible what they thought they knew, but had all wrong. Best part being near the end, when I'm finally starting to breathe normally, one of the boys asked calmly, "So Santa isn't real either, right?" At which point I burst into tears. Like, I could talk about erections and sperm, but now we're going to have to talk about Christmas magic. I wasn't ready. They graduate from fifth grade in 2 weeks, so I'm right there with you. We take it one day at a time. Thanks for always being what we need. Good luck in the coming weeks with your graduates.
Oh, that's tough. That's a lot to let go of at one time.
And so Eleanor just had the health talk. Did Dashiell have it?
I think so.
Here's what
he doesn't want to talk to me about it.
You know, Eleanor comes in and she goes, "I think you're going to want to know this, but they had the health talk with us." And I'm like, "They did? What is it?" And they were like, "Well, you know, it's not anything you don't already talk about all the time, just like periods and how to stay wash yourself." And I was like, "That's it?
Washing yourself that much."
I was like, "Would they just to clarify, what did they talk about with the old washing yourself?"
Yeah.
Well, how'd they say it? And I think she was like, "It's lost on you." But, you know, that was it. There was no, same with Finn too. Neither one of them came home like, "Oh, this was a big event." I think it's because I talk about it so much. They were like, "This is like Bush League." No pun. Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, twin boys, that's a different conversation. But because we have a boy and a girl, like they do get knowledge from each other about the different genders.
Oh my God, Finn is in taking literal like reproduction class right now.
Yeah.
And his favorite thing is to be like, "Mom, where are you at in your menstruation cycle?" Yeah. But last night I was in the kitchen with my husband and Finn was, because he has a final on it. He had to go through the steps and he was like talking about it. And he was like, "First it's this and the lining of the uterus becomes thickened." And I was like, "No, I don't think that's right." And Colin goes,
"That's right.
It's 100% right. And you should not weigh in on this or he's not going to do well on his final."
No.
I was like,
Kristen's like, "I just know the part that I have to deal with."
Yeah. What? Wait, where does the bitchiness in that I hate everybody come in? Because that's the part to explain. Finn is very like, I just like this generation because like, they're like down to talk about it. And the only time it gets weird is if one of us make it weird.
Right.
It's just like they're out there. They're open. Like, it's better.
Did you look at that other thing that I sent you?
About the period boxes?
I love that.
There's another company that does them too that I think are really nailing it.
So there's this company I saw and it came up in my Facebook feed. I'm sure Facebook Red did Talk? The math. Yeah. Is it Red Dot?
Red Dot. Yeah, Red Dot. It might be right. I just want to give them the right credit, so I'll look it up.
Feel free to sponsor our podcast. Rate, review, view,
also,
and subscribe.
Also, send any illustrations you have so I can answer some questions.
I think I'm
going to
order. So what you can do, and I kind of love this, and I definitely would have loved it when I was young, because then you don't have to ask your parents to take you to the store or whatever. But so they
have
this
weird,
first period box that has like are smaller pads for like a younger, smaller body.
Yeah.
And
then there's the ones I need. They're like, "Hey, woot,
there's none of those in there.
Futon."
Yeah. the mattress sale.
I think it's Red Dot. I can't find it because you and I text each other 1,000 times.
I know. Well, and so then they have a subscription service where you can get a box sent to you every 28 days or whatever it is.
They
so,
now have like think panties and, you know, like, like the cup thing. The thing that goes,
it might make that sound on you, but I don't.
What the fuck, man? Trey. It's like a freaking, it's a little baby, like freaking disc. It goes up there and it suctions, right? It's a freaking cup. Yeah, it's a frisbee, vagina frisbee.
If there's so much space up there, though, that you can hear the sound, like it feels like it should be more a vacuum kind of thing rather than a bragging about
it. I don't know how you're putting it in, but I'm just saying if you want it to be, I think what you want is a sure seal. You want it to be sealed up like a Ziploc bag.
I think we just podcasted. Okay. I don't have time. Didn't we talk about that last podcast?
Yeah, like, we bitched about not having time for like four episodes. And then we talked about hugging.
Remember that? Remember that, you guys?
Let me just say real quick. This you'll think this is awesome, and I meant to tell you. So we get the drink.
Can
you want,
I get
God
it
damn
out?
It.
I'm sorry, you guys. This is my ADD.
I rubbed off.
My
AA. We're never going to be able to keep that.